From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Natasha Vaughn is reporting for Columbia Green Media. The Columbia Economic Development Corporation took stock of its work and its progress made in 2019 during its annual meeting held October 14th. Corporation members and speakers spoke about the impact COVID has had on the local economy and on local businesses. CEDC President and CEO F. Michael Tucker said Columbia County had the lowest unemployment rate statewide in 2019, averaging 3.1% unemployment. He said the amount of sales tax collected by the county increased by more than 8% from 2018. Local organizations, companies, and governments were awarded in 2019 more than four times as much as Regional Economic Development Council funding than in 2018. Beginning in March, the CEDC collaborated with the County Chamber of Commerce and the County Board of Supervisors on the Columbia Comeback Initiative to help provide information to local businesses and nonprofits during the pandemic. Tucker said during that time, CEDC made more than 30 small business and rapid recovery loans totaling more than $600,000 and provided companies with more than $25,000 in technical training. Tucker said, with help from local organizations and donors, the CEDC supplied more than $250,000 in small business recovery grants to more than 120 small businesses by mid-April. Columbia Green Community College President Carly Drummer was the keynote speaker at the meeting. In her remarks, she focused on how different the college looks this year due to COVID and how the needs of the students have changed. Drummer said the college responded to the job needs highlighted by the pandemic by creating certificate programs. As a result, Columbia Green is developing micro-credentials in telehealth, workplace professionalism, entrepreneurship, leadership, and hospitality management. And you can read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. Rachel Silverstein is reporting for the Times Union. New York officials have extended the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program to include low-income SUNY, CUNY, and EOS students, the elderly, and the disabled. Under the expansion announced by Governor Andrew M. Cuomo October 16th, 75,000 college students in New York will now be eligible for the program. Cuomo said the state will also roll out a simplified application process to encourage enrollment among older adults and people with disabilities, part of a comprehensive push by the state to reduce food insecurity. Cuomo said, and I quote, from the community college students seeking to advance their career to the senior living on a fixed income, food security and hunger are a reality for a wide breadth of low-income New Yorkers, and we have an obligation to help them during their time in need, end quote. University of New York and City University of New York may now access the benefits. Plus income eligible New Yorkers attending any of the 10 educational opportunity centers in the state and enrolled at least half time in a career and technical education program, remedial courses, basic adult education, literacy, or English as a second language will be included in this new policy. These students did not previously qualify for SNAP unless they were working at least 20 hours a week, caring for a child, or were unable to work. The state is also asking the U.S. Department of Agriculture to provide a simplified application for SNAP benefits to encourage enrollment among eligible elderly or disabled people. Officials believe the length and complexity of the SNAP application may discourage those who may be eligible from applying. So anyone on a fixed income or with limited financial resources can now complete a single-sheet application instead of the existing 9-page form. And you can read the full story in the Times Union. Nick Reisman is reporting for State of Politics. The New York ban on single-use plastic bags is being enforced as of Monday, October 19th, after months of delays as well as a court challenge. Kate Carrera, the Deputy Director of Environmental Advocates of New York, said, and I quote, New York's bag ban has already improved New York's health by cutting down on plastic pollution. We look forward to the state beginning enforcement and stores complying with this important law, end quote. The ban was originally set to take effect on March 1st. Enforcement, however, was delayed by a lawsuit backed by a plastic bag industry group. That case was later dismissed by the state Supreme Court. The ban's targets, single-use bags that have led to polluted waterways and are manufactured using petrochemicals. The law includes some exceptions, such as pharmacy bags and takeout food. And you can read the full story at nystateofpolitics.com. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. The local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.